Good evening. We're speaking with Ann Harris tonight. She's the author of novels The Nature of Smoke and Accidental Creatures. She also has a new novel coming out called Inventing Memory. It's a feminist romance that tackles the question, can men and women find happiness and liberation together? Welcome, Ann.
Hello. Thank you, Leslie.
How did you get started writing science fiction?
I got started reading science fiction, and I grew up in a science fiction household. My father and my mother and my older brother and sister all read science fiction, and I was quite a bit younger than my brother and sister, so I heard all these fantastic stories around the dinner table, and I wanted to write my own.
Could you tell us a little bit about what the Spectrum Award is? Apparently your Accidental Creatures
yes.
was awarded that. It sounded
yes.
pretty exciting.
It was. It was a real thrill. The Spectrum Award is an award that's given by the Galactic, oh, I'm not sure I'm getting this right, the Galactic Association, I believe. It's a science fiction fan organization of gays and lesbians. And it's given to novels that have either a strong gay and lesbian character, theme, or issue. And it was wonderful to win that for Accidental Creatures.
Yeah, I can imagine it was. That's becoming a much more visible topic than it has in the past.
Yes, it is.
It's a good thing.
Very happily.
I really enjoyed reading Accidental Creatures. How did you even come up with the theme, and was there a particular reason you set it in Detroit?
Oh, well, I set it in Detroit because I've lived in the Detroit area my whole life, and I have a tremendous amount of loyalty to the city, and I thought that because the story focuses, partly at least, around a labor issue, Detroit was the natural place to set it.
And the whole idea of adding alternative themes comes from?
Alternative
in
themes?
In terms of... It really talks to diversity issues, to gay, lesbian, alternative
yes.
styles. Is there a particular reason this fascinates you?
It's always been something that I've been, you know, really intensely concerned about. I've considered myself to be bisexual for years, but even more importantly, I think every type of human expression of love is precious, should be fostered.
I thought it was a really great book. I really did enjoy it. Can you tell us a little bit about your new book that's coming out?
Yeah. Inventing Memory follows the story of Ray and Wendy, who are a couple of kids in contemporary middle America. And Wendy is very much an outcast, very much an individualist, and has very fiercely held opinions, and doesn't blend in very well with her classmates, and doesn't get along well with her parents and things like that. Whereas Ray is somebody who has learned from a very early age to blend in at all costs. And so it follows their relationship, but it's really about breaking through gender roles to become the people that we really are, and the people that we want to be, and creating together the world that we'd like to live in.
Sounds fascinating. I can't wait for it to come out. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the audience before we... retire to have the reading?
I'd like to encourage everybody out there to read. Buy a book today.
Thank you, Anne. I'm
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to listening to your readings
Thank
tonight.
You.